Good morning and happy Chinese New Year. My English is not so good, so sometimes you may not understand my grammar and pronunciation. So when you are not understand, it's not your problem, it's my problem, okay? So so every year, we step into a new journey. So whether we like it or not, I think life is just moving forward, isn't it? So 1 year passed, that means our life is deduct 1 year. So we are nearer 1 year. So every new year, let us come back to God and then to learn how we can step on to our new journey. My wife loves to collecting all these ang pao envelope. But I don't know whether you got this hobby or not. So sometimes we collected until one big box. Because some of these ang pao is very unique and beautiful. So every year or so, I think we might receive ang pao or give out a lot of ang pao. I think Qigong, you give up, not receiving anymore. So when we receive the ang pao, we open it with what? Curiosity, isn't it? And with hope. And then also we wonder what? How much inside is it? Okay, now what is Hong Cheng? I don't know. Because all this one, my wife will give and will distribute. So today I want to give you ang pao also. This ang pao. Three ang paos I want to give you. But this ang pao is no money inside. But something better than money. And this ang pao is in Chinese we have so-called jinang, you know, those you have to the very beautiful pouch, fine fabric made by seal, and then they will put something precious inside in it. So when we watch the martial arts movie, when someone accept a very difficult mission, and the sifu will give him a jinang, saying that you don't open it. But when you face difficulties or when you come to a dangerous moment, then you open it, isn't it? And then inside the jinang, you will help you to face your critical condition. Sometimes maybe some wording inside or maybe something, you just show that things, wow. Then every problem will solve. So this morning, I will give you this ang pao for your journey into the new year. It's better than your new year ang pao because this ang pao is for you to hold for 1 year. So whenever you face difficulties, it's like the jinang, you can open the ang pao for guidance. Because inside the ang pao, we have some secret tips for you. So let us read a passage from the Bible, Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 to 12. We read together, 1, 2, 3. I am not saying this because I am in ever need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what is to be in need, and I know what is to have plenty. I have whenever living in plenty or in want. When Paul writes to Philippians, remember that he is in the jail, in the jail. So I think Paul spent 2 years there. So I think he must be also spent 2 New Years in the jail. So from just now, the passage we read, when he write this. So Paul say, whatever the circumstances, whatever the situation, he learned the secret. So today, let us, the ang pao is with Paul's secret inside. So the read packet one is to adjust your expectation. So in Philippians, just now, Paul said, I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Remember, just now, the what? The jingrang. You hold it, and then when you face any situation or any difficulties, you can take out and then to learn it. So what does expectation affected us being content? Everyone, naturally, we have expectation, isn't it? But expectation often will lead to sometimes anxiety and disappointed. Have you seen this show? Very good, oh, this show. Then you go and see, oh, isn't it? But when you, after seeing the show, so-so only, isn't it? Or people tell you that, wow, that restaurant is very good, oh. Then when you go to the restaurant, you say, like that only, ma, oh. Pastor Raymond's sermon is very good, oh. Oh, see liao. That means you are with expectation to hurt my sermon. Wow, people say very good. But so ni ma. So this how the expectation affect us. So some of us actually stepping into the new journey, very often we still like a lot of we carry a lot of worry, a lot of burden, a lot of stress. Actually, it's come from the expectation. You see, there is a formula. This formula you can remember or snapshot it down also can. So the gap between the reality and expectation is equal to stress or equals to anxiety. I say again, the gap, okay, you know, the reality, isn't it? Sisat lah. And then expectation. The gap in between is our stress or anxiety. That means if the gap is so big, that means your expectation is very high. The reality is like is only here. Then your stress is big. If your expectation is not that high, then the reality is near to the reality, then your stress will be less. So this how the expectation affect us. So sometimes we have a lot of stress is because we don't know that our expectation is set too high. So we need to check or to examine our expectation. So for this year, the first thing you need to do is to adjust your expectation. Sometimes if your expectation, you need to examine and check. If too high, then you need to what? Lower it down. Maybe you expect your children to have 9A. Isn't it, Lily? 9A. But maybe your children is not that clever. 9A for her or for him is what? Too high. Then you need to what? Adjust it. Maybe 3A. So if he give you a 4A, then you are happy already. So when my my daughter in college, I told her that I will happy as long as you can pass, or even if you have 10 points, I'm happy already because you have 10 points. 10 points only, I say yes, 10 points, I will be happy. So this is how the expectation. So it won't give her stress. And then she will learn happily. Although I spend a lot of money for her to study there. I doesn't matter if you are fail or if you cannot get your certificate. So this is one way of dealing with the expectation. Sometimes we need to adjust it. If it is too high, just like I say, expectation will affect you. Or sometimes you need to delay it. You may want your children to do this, but at this moment, he cannot. But it doesn't mean that after 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, he still cannot. You have to give him time. So sometimes some expectation, you need to delay it. It's not this year, but maybe next year. So it will let you, you know, live more happy and less stress. And some expectation actually is unreasonable. If you bear that expectation with your whole year, then your burden will be very difficult and you suffer. So you have to examine some expectation maybe you need to put down. I should carry a very heavy bag and let you see, this is my expectation, very heavy. Then you say, wow, suffer, very heavy, very tired. Then you just put down. When you put down your expectation, then because that one is actually, you know, is unreasonable and it never fulfill one. So this is something that we can, you know, do. Actually, you ask yourself, I think you have a lot of expectation, isn't it? Especially for your children. You must have good grades, 9A. You must have good behavior. You must obedient. You must success. You must make us proud. This is what we expect. But sometimes this expectation will bring you pressure and then distance for your relationship and then fear also. So maybe this year, instead of saying, wow, why are you? You have to become better because your expectation is there. Then maybe you say, how I can work with you? Adjust your expectation. And also from your spouse also. From your spouse, what do you expect? I think a lot. I expect him or her perfect communication. Talk more to me. Emotional support, financial stability, constantly romance. The romance gone already. So this is what we expect. So sometimes you need to adjust it. Or maybe some you need to put down. Because if not, you will get a lot of disappointment and then complaints and anger. So actually, Paul say, whatever the circumstances, whatever. So in Chinese, we have something like 打油诗. 打油诗 means limericks, limericks, some poem. There's one poem in Chinese verse. If you know Chinese, 自认倒霉,接受现,交托给神,反败为胜. That means 自认倒霉 is what? That means you have to admit that, bad luck. I married with her. Bad luck. this thing come to me. Bad luck. 倒霉. Bad luck. So if you admit, if you recognize, sometimes people will get bad luck one. It's easier, you know. Today, the car have a accident. Bad luck. Just bad luck. You have to accept it. So the second one is you have to accept it. Sometimes we have. So if your children is like that, you say, bad luck. Bad luck. And after the bad luck is what? You accept. You accept he is like that. And then you entrust to God. Then finally, when you do this, you can defeat becomes what? Victory. Actually, it's just how you change your mind, adjust your expectation. If not, you get a lot of burdens for the new year. Okay, the second ang pao. Second ang pao is thank you and bravo. You see, in Philippines, Paul say this, write this letter, a lot of joy. Paul say, I thank God for every time I remember you, because a lot of things, because Philippines, they spread the gospel, and then you whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown. Right? So you have to ask, Paul is full of gratitude. Is it mean that the Philippine church doesn't have any problem? Very good church, is it? Nothing? None of the problem? No. You have problem. Paul, they are not that united, unity. Paul, even in chapter 4, asked that two and named them, saying that these two sisters, you don't quarrel anymore. You all can be, you know, united and serve God. So actually, Paul have this full of gratitude. So if you see, look at this picture, what do you see? What do you see? This is a half glass of water. Huh? If you just see that, where is the another half? The missing one. If you just focus on the missing one, you will see, only one half glass of water. But if you focus on the another half, you will thank God for, oh, I still have half glass of water I can drink. If you focus on another side, then you will see, why half glass? Is it people really drinks or what? A lot of things, isn't it? So another example, when you say, last year you do an investment and you gain 9,000. That one is last year. But this year, you make another investment again. But just 1 month, you lose 4,000. 4,000. Okay. So which part you focus on? If you focus on what you lose, I lose 4,000. I lose 4,000. You become how? Very sad lah. I lose 4,000. So this is the parts you focus on. I already miss 4,000. But if you think, last year I earned 9,000. So if deduct 4,000, I still have. So how much? 5,000. If you focus on, I still have 5,000. I still have 5,000. So what you feel? So you want to look at your 4,000 or look at your 5,000. So this year you must look at what you have, not what you don't have. If you look at what you don't have, then you take out the ang pao. You must say, thank you, I still have 5,000. Then you will be happy. So actually, same in our family, we have to look at what he have and not what he don't have. I repeat again. You have to see what he have, whether it's your spouse or your children or any of friends or even the pastor. You see what he have. He can, preach in English. Although the English is very lousy. So what he have is not what he don't have. If you focus on what he don't have, then your life will be what? Sometime your expectation will come also, then your duration is not so good and you got a lot of stress. So you have to take up your ang pao and then to say thank you and bravo. How you can say thank you and bravo is to look at what he have. Sure, he have something that you can thank you for. So you must, buy a magnifier, magnifying glass. Go and buy one and remind you have to, really look at what he have because it's not easy. It's not easy to look at what he have. Normally, you will focus on what he don't have. The spouse, my husband, what he don't have? A lot. And then when you ask him, what he have? So you have to buy a magnifying glass. Or another thing also can, highlighter. Highlight what he have. Highlighter, the purpose of highlighter. So remember, magnifying glass and highlighter. To thank you. If your children help you to wash the dish inside the kitchen, normally the mother will say, it's not you wash wrong already, it's still dirty. So you have a lot of complaints. You are focusing on what he don't have, You have to see what he have. He washed this for you. This is very good. So you must say, bravo, thank you for washing this for me. So actually a lot of things you can thank you one. Maybe your children don't like to follow you to church. I know a lot of children, actually he come to church is because you want him to come, then no choice, I need to come. And when he come, he say, hey, you must walk us, you like come here, sleep one. And also it's not that concentrate. Then you say, actually you are focusing what he don't have, you know. You must focus on what he have. He follow you here. You have to bravo and then thank you for following me. This make me happy. So this you have to learn. Because this expert tell us when you can, you know, always give gratitude and say bravo and say thank you, you will become more healthier. You eat a lot of healthy food, isn't it? We all like to have healthy body, isn't it? So you actually it's very easy. Try to practice every day at least one thank you and one bravo. I say to your side, bravo, thank you. Thank you for what you have do for me. Maybe in the morning, he just do you a coffee or he just do you something. You take the opportunity and magnify it. Thank you, I'm happy. If you do this always, actually, we know some good behavior or your children, he will, you know, when you say, thank you, bravo, you come to church, even though he sleep also, never mind. See what he have. And then this change, he will be, you know, the good behavior will last longer. And he got strength to do it, you know. If you always, then it won't help. It just, push him to, you know, more far away. So you must have this one. So go and buy what? Magnifying glass. Because actually this one is not easy to develop one. This ability to say thank you and bravo. How long you didn't say thank you to your spouse? How long you didn't say thank you to your children? So today, when go back, you remember, say a thank you to them. So always use a magnifying glass to see what he have. Always bring your highlighter, bring your magnifying glass. Try to highlight your children, highlight your companion. It's not easy, but it can be built up. So encouragement will strengthen people, but if you always criticism, will weaken people. So this is the second angpao. Okay, the last one. The last one is to change yourself. Change yourself. In Philippians chapter 1, 4, and then 4:10, Paul say, I always pray with joy. I rejoice greatly in the Lord. Remember, just now I say, Paul was in the jail. Isn't it? Anybody in the jail before? No lah. Or lock up also. So when you are in the lock up or you are in the jail, is it, what can you do? Is it, you got joy or not? But Paul still have joy. Why? Because he know how to change himself. We always like to change other, but not me. Is it? When you married, your stocking, why you throw like this? You must like this, like this, like this, like this. We always like to change others. But sometimes we forgot to change ourselves. So we need to look back, change ourselves. Why? Because our external change is limited, but the internal change are infinite. What does it mean? External change, that means, how very cold. You feel cold or not? Very cold. Our hall is very cold. You must lower down the the aircon because I'm very cold. But when he lower down, you say, now very good already. Can we do that? Cannot lah, because this is a very big external change. If you feel very cold, You cannot like, I want to change the whole hall air condition to suit me. But you change yourself. How? You just bring a jacket lah. Isn't it? Just bring a jacket. That means this is how you change yourself. Because external, the environment you want to change actually is very limited. You cannot change. It's limited. What you can change, you already changed. It's still like that. So that means the external condition is like that. It's limited. You can't change. But what you can change is yourself. Especially the inner of you. So Paul is like that. Paul cannot change the condition. He's in the jail. You know, 2 years, cannot change. You say, oh, in the jail. Then it's like that. Your life is like that. But if you can change yourself, even though you are in the jail, but Paul, he has another, you know, viewpoint. So he still can be joy. Why? Because he knows how to change himself. So change yourself. You know why? Change yourself is easier than changing others. You want people to change, easy or not? You ask those who are married for more than 20 years. Easy or not? You ask your children to change also, very difficult. Sometimes he's like that. Just now I say, bad luck. Accept the reality. He's like that. Marriage is a package, you know. It's a package. What he have and what he don't have also, you accept. It's a package. So, actually, changing yourself is easier than changing others. We constantly want to change our husband, change our spouse. Actually, what he can change already changed. Now, the remaining is all cannot change one. So, you want to change him is very difficult. But if you want to change yourself, it's easy. It's what you can control. If you say, I want to change, then you can change. If you want to change, you can change. So you change yourself. And after you change, actually, it's miracle, your spouse also change. After you change, your children change. After you change, your family change. Your relation will become better. So change yourself, which is something that you in your control. As long as you want to change, you can. So whenever you want to change people, the ang pao you take out, ayo, I change myself. The environment cannot change. Okay, I change myself. You see, especially the way you think. When we want to change, actually it's changed from our mind. You have to look at a different perspective. Then only you can change your emotion. So remember, change yourself is better than change others. And also, sometimes we have in our life, what is the most regrettable or maybe painful thing you have ever experienced? Some of us, maybe we have some very difficult experience from your past. So another change yourself is, actually, I want to tell you, the past cannot be changed. But how it impacts you can be changed. The past is the past. The past is already happened. It's a fact that already happened and cannot be changed. But what you can change is the things that happen, how it impacts you, or how the impact has on you, how it influences you now. Sometimes, we cannot accept. Why last time, why you, 10 years ago, you do this to me? Why? you like cannot accept it. I have a true story. I knew someone which is has very bad relation with her parents. Actually, why? Because when she was young, her parents give her to the relative to raise. Because the parents got a lot of children. So give her up. Only give one now, give her up. So now when he already grow already, and he also already married and have her family, and she's thinking that my parents doesn't love me. Isn't it? Why give me up? If they love me, they didn't give me up. Must be I'm not so good. They don't love me. I'm not value. So luckily, she come for some this counseling section. Though the counselor give him some points, give him to change some news perspective to look at what happened that time. So the counselor tell her, you see, normally parents will take care of the children. So when that time, is it your parents really face some difficulty? They're forced to do that to survive. You say, yeah, that time, my parents very poor. We don't have something to eat, though. We not eat enough. So you have to understand that normally parents will love the children. Sometimes they are forced to do that. They got no way. So they have to give up some children. And then why give me out? Then he say, you see, actually, why they give you out? Because you have potential. Because if you stay in your origin family, it cannot, it cannot develop well. So I give to auntie. Auntie, no children. So he can culture you. So you see, today, is it you good or not? Oh, today I'm very good. Oh, very high ranking. So because you are the one who they think is the best of the family. And you are the potential one. And you are the most matured one. And they are most, feng sam. They can give you up. When this lady, like that lah. Ayo. Then what he do? Go back and, go back to the family. And maybe thank her parents. You see? So actually, I don't know. Maybe in the past also, you have something that is very suffer. Then actually, I want to tell you, the past cannot be changed. You don't go back. Why? 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 But what has happened, how it influenced you or affected you, can be changed. You still want the thing to affect you. Your relation still going back. You still very, suffer because of that thing. Or you can change a different perspective. You look at yourself now. Actually, maybe you are very good already. Because in our life, sometime, God allowed something happen to us so that we become today. Paul also said, whenever the circumstances, I have learned the secret. Isn't it? So Paul also say we need to forgetting behind and straining what is ahead. So this is the three ang paos that I want to give you. I still remember or not. The first one is to adjust your expectation. Ayo, bad luck. I'm bad luck. And you accept the reality. Accept it. It's like that. Life is like that. Sometimes it happens. You just face it and you entrust to God. You can actually turn over. So examine your expectation. Check your expectation. A lot of things is because of your expectation. If your expectation is not reasonable, sometimes you need to adjust it, or you need to delay it, or you need to totally what? Put it down. Then your life will become easier for this year. And second, more what? Bravo and thank you. You have to buy what? Magnifying glass. Go and buy one. Okay? Remind you to magnify, to see what you have, not what you don't have. To see what he have and what he don't have. Always say thank you. I say again, this is not easy. This is not easy to develop this ability to, you know, see what is good in him. Huh? Actually, your children is not everything also don't good one. Must have something good, something don't good. You know? The half glass water. So you must focus on what he have, not what he don't have. Also your spouse also. And thirdly is to change yourself. You change yourself. This is what you can control. If you want to change the environment, it's limited. But inside you, always can change. You want to change other people, very difficult. It's not in your control. But you want to change yourself, it's between you want to change, you can change. It's between your control. And you want to change your past, whatever already happened, you accept it. And then you change the thing, how it influences you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we step into this new year, we come before you and humble our hearts. Thank you for bringing us through another year. Thank you for your protection, your faithfulness, and your grace. Lord, today we lay our burden before you. Some of us may be carrying a lot of stress, tired, disappointment, and sometimes it's due to our expectation is too high. So Lord, teach us how to examine and adjust our expectation and teach us to release them to you. So Father, help us to more works of encouragement in our mouth. Help us to see the goods in our children, what he have, but not what he don't have. The strength in our spouse, and also you bless our family. So Lord, help us to be willing to change ourselves, become better and better, walk with us, guide us, strengthen us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.